Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 404th word for word show. We are in the book of Matthew, and we will be doing chapters 20 and 21 today. Please have something to write with, because I have lots of notes, lots and lots and lots, and you're going to want to write this stuff down. Before we get started, my website, and I give the whole thing, because if you Google me, you'll get something else. You'll get whatever. There's a lot of Pastor Steve's. It's https://www.pastor-steve.com. Nice little website. It's download or listen only. There's no possibility to troll. There's no interaction. I've got links to all the two seed line sites, stuff for sale, my posts, which are just like a mini sermon or a blog or my opinions or whatever. I don't do those on the air. They're on that website if you want to read them, or not if you don't want to. All right, let's get into chapter 20 of the book of Matthew. This is verse 1. For the reign of the heavens, this is Yahshua speaking, for the reign of the heavens is like a man, a householder, who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius a day, that was a Roman coin, okay, he sent them into his vineyard. Verse 3, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, you too go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I shall give you. And they went. Verse 5. Having gone out again about the sixth and the ninth hour, he did likewise. In other words, he kept hiring people. Verse 6. And about the 11th hour, having gone out, he found others standing idle and said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? Verse 6. Okay. Verse 7. They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you too go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you shall receive. Okay. Here we are, verse 8 of Matthew chapter 20, and you can reference the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 13, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 15. That's Leviticus 19, 13, and Deuteronomy 24, 15, for verse 8. Of chapter 20. And when the evening came, the master of the vineyard said to his manager, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. Verse 9. And when those came, who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. Verse 10. And when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but they too received each a silver piece. Verse 11. And when they received it, they grumbled against the householder, saying, these last have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. Verse 13. But he, answering, said to one of them, friend, I do you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Verse 14. Take yours and go. But I wish to give to this last man as also to you. Verse 15. Is it not right for me to do what I wish with my own? Or is your eye evil because I am good? That means, are you stingy or greedy because I am good? Verse 16. Verse 16, now you can reference Matthew chapter 19, verse 30. That's Matthew 19, 30. Mark chapter 10, verse 31. That's Mark 10, 31. And Luke chapter 13, verse 30. It's Luke 13:30. It's chapter 16. Thus, the last shall be first, and the first last. For, pardon me, for many are called, but few chosen. In other words, if he agreed for a denarius and he was born 500 years ago, and somebody today, in other words, he got his salvation 500 years ago, now he's passed on, and somebody today gets the same salvation, it's the same. It's the same Savior, the same reward. Why begrudge others their reward? That's not right. Okay? Verse 17, and Yeshua, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 taught ones aside on the way and said to them, verse 18, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the son of Adam shall be delivered up to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. Verse 19, and deliver him to the nations, that's the mixed multitude up there, to mock and to flog and to impale, and the third day he shall be raised. They didn't understand that. Verse 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zabdi came to him with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, what do you wish? And she said to him, command that these two sons of mine might sit, one on your right hand and other on the left, in your reign. Verse 22, but Yeshua answering said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and to be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with? They said to him, we are able. Words, the persecution and the execution. Whew. They didn't know what was coming. They just didn't get it. Verse 23. You could reference Mark 10:39. And Luke 12:50. That's Mark 10:39 and Luke 12:50 for verse 23. And he said to them, you shall indeed drink my cup, and you shall be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. Yahweh has ordained for certain ones, okay? They were going to drink his cup, the cup of bitterness, and the immersion of death. They were going to be all the disciples, all of them, were executed. Every one of them. That's rough. Verse 24. And when the 10 heard it, that's the other 10, they were displeased at the two brothers. Because it was an ego trip, okay? And this is verse 25 and 26. I'm going to give you the references here. Verse 25 and 26, you can reference Luke chapter 22, verses 25 and 26. Okay. Verse 25. But Yeshua called them near and said, "You know that the rulers of the nations are masters over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them." All right, that's verse 25. Now you're going to have verse 26 to 27. There's additional notes. Verse 26 and 27. You can reference Matthew 23, verse 11. Mark 9, verse 35. And Luke chapter 22, verse 26. That's Matthew 23:11, Mark 9:35, and Luke 22:26. That's for 26 and 27. And you had other verses that applied to 26. Verse 26. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you, let him be your servant. Verse 27. And whoever wishes to be first among you, let him be your servant. The humble. Okay. Verse 28, and you can reference Mark chapter 10, verse 45, and Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 49, verses 1 through 7. That's Mark 10, 45, and Isaiah 49, 1 through 7. Verse 28, even as the son of Adam did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. They didn't understand that it was engineered by Yahweh that he had to be sacrificed. Even though they loved him and he was doing miracles and all the stuff that was going on, nothing could cover over our sins except that blood sacrifice that he had to make, the sacrifice of the righteous. Okay? They didn't get that, and they were very upset that he was going to allow them to kill him. Well, he couldn't do anything else, because if he didn't do that, there would be no redemption for the rest of us. That had to take place, and it was unpleasant, and they didn't want him harmed. They loved him. That's understandable. But he had to do this. This was why he came. to give his life as a ransom for many. Right here, made it very plain. That's what his purpose was among us. To give his life as a ransom for many, because only he could do that. He was the only one that could get it done. Boy, that's heavy duty right there. Verse 29. And as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Verse 30. And see, two blind men sitting by the way, having heard that Yeshua was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have compassion on us, O Master, Son of David." Verse 31. And the crowd rebuked them that they should be silent, but they cried out all the more, saying, "Have compassion on us, O Master, Son of David." Verse 32. And Yeshua stopped and called them and said, "What do you wish me to do for you?" Verse 33. They said to him, "Master, that our eyes be opened." Verse 34. And having been moved with compassion, Yeshua touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Boom, they could see right off. And that ends chapter 20. Now we'll be getting to chapter 21 here. He just keeps doing miracles. And there were so many that still doubted. They just, whatever. Let me get a little hit of coffee here. Got a small frog in my throat. This is chapter 21 of the book of Matthew, verse 1. And when they came near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Yeshua sent two taught ones, saying, verse 2, saying, "Go to them, go into the village opposite you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loosen them and bring them to me. And if anyone says," verse 3, "and if anyone says whatever to you, you shall say, 'The Master needs them,' and immediately he shall send them." Verse 4. And all this took place that it might be filled what was spoken by the prophet. This is quoting Zechariah. Verse 5, you can reference Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah 9, 9. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your sovereign is coming to you, meek, and sitting on a donkey," even a colt, "the foal of a donkey." Verse 6. And the taught ones went, and having done as Yeshua ordered them, verse 7, they brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their garments on them, and he sat on them. Verse 8. And most of the crowd spread their garments on the way, while others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the way. It was a royal procession. Okay. Verse 9. And for verse 9, you can reference Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. That's Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. And the crowds who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh. In the name of Yahweh. Hosanna in the highest. Psalm 118, 25, and 26. Wow. Verse 10. And as he entered into Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? Verse 11. And the crowd said, this is Yeshua, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. And in King James, it would be Nazareth of Galilee, but it's Nazareth of Galilee, okay, in the Hebrew. Remember, they were speaking Hebrew. They're Hebrew people. Verse 12, and Yeshua went into the set apart place of Elohim, that's the temple, and drove out all those buying and selling in the set apart place, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. That's where he made the cat of nine tails, and he beat him. Okay. Verse 13. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. Isaiah 56, verse 7. And Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11. Jeremiah 7, 11. Isaiah 56, 7, and Jeremiah 7, 11, verse 13. And he said to them, it has been written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But you have made it a den of robbers, because they were ripping the people off. Verse 14. And blind and lame ones came to him in the set apart place, and he healed them. Verse 15. And you can reference Psalms 118:26. That's Psalms 118, 26. But when the chief priests and scribes, these were not Israelites, they were the Edomites, saw the wonders which he did, and the children crying out in the set-apart place and saying, Hosanna to the son of David, they were greatly displeased. Verse 16, and you can reference Psalm 8. Psalm 8, verse 2. And they said to him, do you hear what these say? And Yeshua said to them, yes. Okay, that's pretty plain. Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nurslings you have perfected praise? Because they were new in the faith. They were babes and nurslings. They were new. Okay, new, if you want to use the term Christians. The name Christians has been muddied and defiled over the years because of all the stupidity that's been done in the name of Christ with these churches. So a lot of people don't like the term Christian. And I can understand that. Verse 17. And having left them, he went out of the city to Beth Anya, and spent the night there. Verse 18. And returning to the city early in the morning, he became hungry. Verse 19. And seeing a single fig tree by the way, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered and just dried up. Verse 20. And the taught one, seeing it, marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither so soon? Verse 21, okay, and you can reference Matthew 17:20. That's Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. Romans chapter 8. Verse 10, Romans 8:10, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Colossians 3:5. Okay? That's for verse 21. Yeshua answering said to them, truly, I say to you, if you have belief and do not doubt, you shall not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, it shall be done. Verse 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Okay, that's the 12, okay? That's the 12. You prayer is answered today, but sometimes it's not answered the way you might like. And that's the deal. Yahweh's going to do what Yahweh's going to do. He has plans. He's not going to go against his plans. Sometimes it's necessary for certain things to happen that are unpleasant, because later on he will receive the glory for straightening things out. He has plans. And we need to recognize that we're not number one on the pecking order. And that's a big ego problem for people. We always, you know, we only know our own life. Straight up. I mean, I don't know anybody else's life. I can't really, I can empathize. But I can't say that I really know. Okay, verse 23. And when he had come into the set apart place, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these? And who gave you this authority? In other words, he wasn't going along with their program. They want to know how can you do this? We didn't give you permission to do this. Well, big deal. So what? Verse 24. And Yeshua answering said to them, I shall ask you one question too, which, if you answer me, I shall also say to you, by what authority I do these. The immersion of Yochanan, that's John the Baptist, okay? Where did it come from? From heaven or from men? So they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he shall say to us, why then did you not believe him? Verse 26. But if we say from men, we fear the crowd, for all hold Yochanan as a prophet. They were talking among themselves. How can we phrase this answer for our benefit and not hurt ourselves? They were all about themselves. That was all they were concerned with. Verse 27. And they answered Yeshua and said, we do not know. And he said to them, neither do I say to you by what authority I do these. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Verse 29. And he answering said, I do not wish to. But afterward he repented and went. Verse 30. And having come to the second, he said similarly. And he answering said, I go, master. But he did not go. Verse 31. Which of the two did the desire of the Father? This is going to hurt them. They said to him, the first. Yeshua said to them, "Truly, I say to you that tax collectors and whores are entering into the reign of Elohim before you." Ooh. Now, what was that? They were talking a good game, but they weren't doing the will of the Father because they were Edomites. They couldn't do it. They were fake. Verse 32, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 12. And chapter 7, verses 29 and 30. That's Luke 3:12 and 7, 29 and 30. This is for verse 32. "For Yochanan came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and whores believed him, and when you saw it, you did not repent afterwards to believe him." Okay? But he also said elsewhere, "I don't come to save the righteous, but bring sinners to repentance." Well, that's what happened there, okay? Verse 33, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 5, 1 and 2. "Hear another parable. There was a certain man, a householder, who planted a vineyard and placed a hedge around it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. And he leased it to farmers and went abroad." He went on a trip. Verse 34. "And when the season of the fruits drew near, he sent his servants to the farmers to receive its fruit. Verse 33, or verse 35, pardon me. "And the farmers took his servants and beat one, and they killed one, and they stoned another." He's speaking of prophets here, okay? Verse 36. "Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them." Verse 37. "And at last he sent his son to them, saying, 'They shall respect my son.'" Verse 38. "But when the farmers saw the son, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us possess his inheritance.'" Verse 39, "And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him." Speaking of himself, okay? Verse 40, I love this. "Therefore, when the master of the vineyard comes, what shall he do to those farmers?" Verse 41, "They said to him, 'Evil ones, he shall bring them to evil destruction, and lease the fine yard to other farmers who shall give to him the fruits in their seasons. Well, they were talking about themselves and didn't even know it. Evil ones. We're going to kill the son. They didn't figure that out. They couldn't. Verse 42. Yeshua said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes." And you can reference Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23 for that verse. Verse 43. "Because of this, I say to you, the reign of Elohim shall be taken from you, and given to a nation," that's true Israel, "bringing forth the fruits of it." Now he's speaking to Edomites who were in control. And he said the reign of Elohim is going to be given to Israel and taken away from Edom. Okay. Verse 44. You can reference Romans chapter 8, verse 10 and 13. That's Romans 8, 10 and 13. And the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 5. That's Colossians 3, verse 5. This is verse 44. "And he who falls on the stone shall be broken, but on whomever it falls, he shall be pulverized." Verse 45. "And the chief priests and Pharisees, having heard his parable, knew that he was speaking of them." And verse 46. "And seeking to lay hands on him, they feared the crowd, seeing they held him to be a prophet." Wasn't his time yet. Oh, they wanted to kill him. Boy, did they want to kill him. But they couldn't. It wasn't the time. And that ends chapter 21. I really don't have the time to do chapter 22 justice today. I have about 10 minutes, and that's not really enough time. So I will begin in chapter 22 on the next show, and I'll do chapter 22 and 23. We've only got three more shows on Matthew, and then I'll start in the book of Mark. Boy, I'm loving this. This is... Oh, I love all the Old Testament references. It just... everything is so much tied together, brothers and sisters. It's all one gospel. All one scripture. All one. And people try to separate them. The churches have done that. And they've been very unsuccessful because everything is to the people of Israel. All of this is for our teaching, our edification, our learning, and our redemption. All of it, you know, old and new. And it, he was foretold all through the Old Testament. All through it. This is not something that just came up, blew in on a desert wind. This was prophesied. And here, the prophecy is coming true. And it was years later. Years later. Well, it tells of the end of the wicked ones in the scripture. It prophesies of that. And it's going to be years later. It's not going to be in our time frame where we're so anxious. We need to wait on Yahweh, but we need to be prepared. And the battle may begin slowly, and we may be attacked. If so, it is our duty to keep the remnant alive as much as possible. We're going to have to fight. He said, if it were not for what I have to do, mine would fight. Well, he's done it. Okay, he's completed that task. It's done. Does that not free us up? And God is love, and you have to do this, you have to do that. We are to be forgiving toward fellow Israelites. We are to be just toward fellow Israelites. We are to obey the laws of Yahweh and none other. All right? We are to be long-suffering and kind to fellow Israelites. This is all about Israel. But the seed of the enemy, if they attack us, we are to have no mercy. If they start the ball rolling, well, you know, Yeshua was not a pacifist. It says right in here, he beat these money changers and money lenders and sellers, overturned their tables, and threw them out of the temple. Well, time to overturn some money changers' tables, brothers and sisters. Come on. Yeshua was not a pacifist, and he gave specific instructions to his 12, just to the 12, to do certain things. Not to everybody, just to 12. He didn't want their ministry interfered with by them getting into contention with these evil creatures. That does not translate to us. If we are attacked, we have a duty, we are duty bound to keep our own going, and we're to defend. We are to exercise our right of self-defense. And there's so many out there say, oh no, 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 what? We are not to initiate violence. I'm not telling anybody to go out and do anything to anybody. We're to live our lives in peace if possible. But if we are attacked, we are to man up and we are to deal with it. The people of Israel, the men of Israel, have always been warriors. He said to us, our master said to us, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. That's not touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, brothers and sisters. That's not pacifistic. And Yeshua did not reflect pacifism. He allowed himself to be sacrificed because it was necessary for our redemption. And if we go down fighting in his name, if we have to fight, if they force it on us, we'll be back. We're not supposed to sit around and sing psalms and, oh, God is love. No, we're supposed to take care of our fellow Israelites. It is wrong to allow complete genocide of the house of Israel. He does not teach that in Scripture. He teaches the opposite. We are to take care of business. And that's how it is. You know, people, oh, yeah, wait on Yahweh. We're not going to win the entire battle without Yeshua coming back with his mighty messengers. But if we're attacked, we're to defend. And when he comes back, he will justify us. And he will finish the fight. You understand? Doesn't mean we're not supposed to take care of ourselves. That's wrong. We're to guard our temples. This is where our spirit dwells. We have a right to self-defense. We have a right to live our lives in peace, if possible. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'm not going to allow anybody to hurt me. That's not right either. That's not right either. Total pacifism is not taught in Scripture. It just isn't. So that's food for thought. I'll be back with you on the next show, and we'll begin in chapter 22 and take it from there. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'm gonna play the outro song and then maybe a little picking. So I'll talk to you later. Praise Yahweh and may he bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.